Today marks 80 years since the birth of civil rights leader and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Over the next 4 days, Anchorage is holding a series of events celebrating and honoring King's life and legacy. KSKA's Len Anderson has the story.
Anchorage's 2010 Martin Luther King Jr. holiday celebration extends over much of January. It began on January 7th with golf lessons at Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church's gymnasium for kids 7 to 17. Actually, the emphasis was on teaching core values along with a good swing. Since then, there have been luncheons, musicals and fellowship gatherings, dance workshops, and yesterday, a noontime birthday cake party on the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. But this weekend and Monday, the celebration hits a crescendo. On Sunday afternoon, there's a musical extravaganza at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. Celeste Hodge is one of the coordinators of the 2010 celebration. She offers a partial list of Sunday's performance.
We have the representatives from the Native community, from the Japanese community, from the Filipino community, as well as the Irish community, the Samoan, the Hmong community, and so the list goes on and on.
Altogether, 10 dance groups will perform, plus the East High School Symphonic Band and the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Choir. The event starts at 3 p.m. Sunday and takes place in the Atwood Concert Hall. Admission is free. Hodge says the organizers felt broad participation in Sunday's event, as well as others this month, was crucial to honoring Dr. King.
This is the first year that we've actually had the events be as inclusive as they are. And it just really represents the message from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. himself.
This year on the federal calendar, Monday, January 18th, is officially Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Many promote the holiday as an opportunity for community service, a day on, not a day off. In that spirit, Anchorage attorney Russ Winter describes a brand new service project taking place Monday at the Mountain View Boys and Girls Club.
There'll be about 100 or so lawyers and legal professionals who volunteer their time for this clinic. And we'll offer consultation in three different areas: family law, landlord-tenant law, and public benefits law.
Criminal case assistance is not included. Winter says he conceived of the free legal clinic after being on the East Coast during last year's Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday observance. He was struck by how enthusiastically Eastern cities embraced the day of service concept.
In Philadelphia, for example, there were 65,000 people who volunteered in hundreds of different projects throughout the city, and similar or comparable numbers in Washington, D.C.
During a noon break, also at the Mountain View Boys and Girls Club, there'll be speeches befitting the day, accompanied by a free lunch. Alaska Supreme Court Justice Dana Fabe, Senator Mark Begich, and Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan are among the speakers. Afterward, the legal clinic resumes. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.